few minutes, but we can go ahead. All of our viewers invite you to bring your animals around.
And yeah, so when you're going to meditate, bring your animal in. You don't have to shut them in the other room so that everything's perfect. I see meditating with animals is a very flexible practice. It's a very casual practice. So we can do it when we're sitting, standing, or walking. Really depends on where you are with your animal at that moment. But you can always do this breathing exercise because it's not about your body's position, your eyes being closed and everything perfect. It's about your heart and your open heart. That's the whole point of this. So wherever you are, if you're sitting now with your animals, you can invite them to come over to you, to sit with you. If they're across the room, that's also fine. If you were listening to this out in the pasture with your horse and you're standing in the pasture, that's also fine. And your eyes can be closed, but they can also be open. Sometimes it feels like I can't meditate with my eyes open, but actually with the animals, you will see more of their responses if you learn how to focus on the breath and be able to sort of, you know, have a soft gaze and be aware of how they're responding. So I'm going to assume that most of you are probably sitting down, like Amanda and I are. So you can find a comfortable position to sit. You can have your legs crossed if you're sitting on the floor. If you're sitting on a chair, you can put your feet nice and flat on the ground just for grounding. And think about your spine, your posture. You don't want to be like all slumped over. You want to think of a nice, comfortable, straight spine, but relax your shoulders. You don't want to be like, oh my God, I have to meditate. I'm all stiff. You know, you want to just kind of, you know, move your shoulders around, get comfortable, relax your body. And what I always like to do, and then eyes can be closed or open. It's up to you. And I like to always start with a gassho. This is a Japanese tradition, and it's really about showing respect. It's about focus. And it's almost like bringing the yin-yang, you know, bringing the two halves together in this. It's like you're representing balance and harmony. And I just set my intent that I will dedicate all the beautiful, peaceful energy created by this meditation for my animals. And so you just bring to the mind the animals you want to dedicate this meditation to. Maybe they're with you, actually. And even if they're not, you can bring them into your mind and your heart. And then you can rest your hands on your lap. And just take a couple of nice deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, breathing out through your mouth. And one more nice deep breath like that. Breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. Now I'm going to guide you in the Hara breathing. And so I want you to open your eyes and watch me for a minute, because I'm going to show you with my hands the way we do this breath. And you can follow with your hands, or you can just follow with your mind. So on the in-breath, we're going to bring the breath in through our nose, filling our body all the way down to our lower belly, which is our Hara. And you can touch your lower belly. There's an energy center there that's your balance and center. Just two or three finger widths below your belly button. And then on the out-breath, you're going to imagine you can expand this beautiful breath as a light out your skin, into your aura, and out into the universe. So breathing in, filling your body with light, connecting to the Hara, lower belly, and breathing out, expanding this light out into the universe. And breathing in, your breath is a beautiful, bright light that you bring through your body all the way to the Hara. On the out breath, expand that light out. And breathing in, connecting, and breathing out, expanding. I'm breathing in, connecting, and breathing out, expanding. Breathing in, connecting, and breathing out, expanding. And now go ahead and just breathe normally again, but I want you to feel that light that you created with your breath, filling every cell of your physical being and expanding out into the area around you like a beautiful, bright, healing space. You are radiating this beautiful light. This light is your true self. This light is filled with compassion, love, harmony, peacefulness. And very gently, just invite your animal into the space with you for whatever they need. Completely up to them. Just your light is an offering, a blessing, a gift. And just hold that intention in your heart, opening your heart to connect. Again, just an offering, but allowing your animal to lead. And in this beautiful space of heart-to-heart connection, all healing potential exists in this very moment. And so now I'd like you to put your hands back into Gassho, palm to palm in front of your heart, and just setting your intention to finish the meditation and say thank you from your heart to all of your animals joined you in this beautiful space of light. And remember that this beautiful light exists within you. You only have to remember it. And when you're ready, take a nice deep cleansing breath and slowly come back.
Thank you, Kathleen. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
I'd